Well, Tom, for the first time, we've seen the new qualifying format shake things up.
Yep. Yeah, it's done exactly as we expected it to, really. All our calculations put us at 0.4 off pole. That was what our simulations, all of our work that we've done said. Difference between full hybrid and least amount of hybrid should be 0.4. It should then be a tenth between Ash and I. It should be another tenth then to Jake. So they're actually spot on. You know, our simulations are absolutely spot on. We're a tenth off of, you know, we're a tenth and a half off of Ash. Again, I think our simulation was 1.4 tenths. That's what we are. We're ahead of Jake. I think that's more the fact Jake's had a bit of a Western. It's to be expected.
Yeah. You were pushing as hard as you could. You could see that from every corner of the four here that you took.
Of course, yeah. Quali round Brands Hatch, he's always fairly entertaining. Mainly because you can see the whole lap, but also you've got to have the car on the edge to be quick round there.
Yeah. From where you are on the grid tomorrow, it's not impossible, obviously, for somebody like you to find that race base and to win, but it's not an easy ask.
It's not an easy ask at all. No, of course it's not. The weather will help us because at least it's stable throughout the day. Temperature will obviously fluctuate slightly, but I think the biggest thing is we just got to make sure that we're staying there all the way throughout the day, not let where we're starting dictate how we feel. We're in good shape. We're probably ahead of where we are pace wise with how the car feels with the lack of hybrid. We're in good shape. You know, we are in good shape. Keep our head down, keep plodding along. There's a long way to go.